little man, my goodness, he's really getting on my nerves.
Welcome back to Not My Bag, season two. We have moved. I've upped and left. I'm in LA now. This is my office. Well,
we're not going anywhere, baby. We're back.
They're still here.
We're bigger and better than ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
How
great.
Sick does it look?
So glad.
So gassed.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, talk me through your side, because basically Mum and George are still at home and I've gone to LA.
Definitely.
If only you could stay there. Sorry.
So basically, we thought we would go with the typical Essex household. So we've got the nice shiny wallpaper. We've got the, obviously, the family
portrait.
Love that you scribbled me out.
I don't know if you guys can see this. It's actually really
Mum, why don't you read out your candle?
It says, better to be full of wine than full of shit.
And yeah, also, guys, obviously, it's season two. We said bigger, better than ever. We've got, like, moving screens and stuff, which is really, really lit. I can't lie. Obviously, Joe had to go one up and have his own side.
What do you mean? I thought I would dress a bit more demure today. And I'm in Hollywood. Don't have a Hall of Fame star, though, yet. Is it Walk of Fame?
Walk of Fame.
What's it called? Walk of Fame star. Don't have one yet. Well, I think you need a Live, Laugh, Love sign on that shelf.
I've said that.
And as far as everyone knows, we're a nice and warm family.
Oh, I hate
Mum's.
I love it.
I hate that sign so much.
I love it.
That's Mum's sign from home, everyone, and she will be bringing it.
I did pictures of the dogs.
No, actually, easy dog, Mum. I'm not having it. It's my side as well.
Actually, I think you need French bulldog statue, maybe.
Yes.
Joe, don't give her ideas. Anyway, I just want to explain really, really quickly, guys, what's obviously going on this season. Mum is actually coming in as a co-host, which we have mentioned before, but it's happening.
But she's now got her actual side.
Me and Mum have our own side. So to make it clear for everyone, a couple of weeks, I'll be here. A couple of weeks, Mum be. A couple of weeks, we all will be. Guests, all that good
stuff. I'll be more than you will.
We have been having rounds.
There's got to be brawls, I tell ya. To celebrate, I have a bottle of...
gin?
Champagne. I actually dug this out. It's a nice one for you, Mum.
Do you know what?
To celebrate, popping bottles, celebrate.
I wasn't going to drink at all during the week. And you've ruined it for me.
I've heard that one before.
Yeah, no, at home I'm not. I've decided.
Oh, well, whilst I pop this, how was both your holidays? Because they've both been away and left me at home.
So good.
You could have gone away the same week as us.
Mum, I was busy building this set, Mama.
Well,
With my bare hands.
And where were you?
I was in Dubai.
And I was in Cornwall. So, I mean, something's going wrong here, folks.
Well, tell me about both of your trips.
Amazing. Unreal. Really good. Lovely week away.
Swallowed a thesaurus on the way back, did you?
Like, fuck off. I had an amazing time.
It was amazing, beautiful, fantastic, lovely.
Fuck you.
Stop saying that to him.
Because he's using a lot of adjectives. He's not telling us what he did.
It was just amazing. Like, we went to some rooftop bars, some nice pools. Ladder stuff.
A lot of relaxation.
Woo! Jesus.
Congratulations.
One of the funniest stories is I open the doors.
Why have I not got a champagne glass?
Your hands moving time zones.
One of the funniest things I did is, and I wish this was recorded, I actually opened the doors and Lolly was sitting outside.
Could you get one of them and I get that?
Listening to my
Sorry, we were. Mum didn't like the fact. Well, you're in Essex and I'm in LA, so.
Right, okay.
So Lolly was sitting outside and she was like, oh, come look at this. So I got up and ran, not realising the doors weren't open. And I went to the door. I thought I'd chipped my tooth.
Oh, no.
Everything. But Amanda Holden was at our hotel.
Shut up. Yeah, I love her. I'd like to propose a toast. To season two.
Season two.
And to everyone listening to us talk over each other for another year.
Sorry, cheers. Claire as well.
So, everyone, new segment. Mum and I have diaries and we've been writing in them all week about our weeks.
I don't like this new Joe.
So.
I have a diary.
You probably wouldn't be able to read my writing, to be fair.
So me and Mum are going to swap our diaries and read them out loud about our diary entries and see what each other's been up to. So,
I feel like I'm in church.
Here is my diary. It's got Kris Jenner on it and it says 10% on her glasses.
Your diary looks...
There you go, Mum.
Well, no, really, you could just swap and I should have...
I know, your diary's very official, isn't it?
Oh, Joe, your writing doesn't get any better, does it? It's like a doctor's handwriting.
Yours looks like hieroglyphics. I'd shut up if I were you. So, who wants to go first? Ladies first? Do you want to?
Yeah, you read out the
first. Yeah? Okay, cool.
This is, what we call this section? Dear Diary.
Right, why don't you read out number one?
Right. This is what Joe's written in his diary.
This isn't funny at all. It makes me weird.
Right.
I went for a walk.
Right. Yeah, you've got to hand mine up a bit because it was actually really funny what happened.
Kane's behind laughing. Thank you.
We've got a live studio audience this series.
Right.
Come on.
So your first entry says, started with a new PT. Lower back has started seizing during sexual endeavours and no one wants to shag Quasimodo.
Who's Quasimodo?
He was hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, I thought that. Oh,
I
was thinking of
Quagmire. No, but my chin's looking like him as well, so.
Mine?
Are you going to do my one next or do you want me to carry on?
I can go. Let's go through you. Okay, that. Right. It just says, underlined, dad going deaf. Would you care to explain more?
It got to the stage where I actually had to write down.
I understand you right now when I'm sitting next to you.
I had to write down what some of the things he was saying because he's so deaf. He's really gone hard of hearing and it's quite worrying.
Oh, God.
I know, love him.
Well, he has hit 60, so it's all down from here.
Yeah. Anyway, next one.
Right, hit me with the next one, mum girl.
Read out this next one.
Go on, George, yeah. It's my personal.
I thought you were going to read
that
out.
We're doing one after the other.
Yeah, but you haven't written all the things I've written.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't understand a fucking word. Right, underneath it says, have you had a nice week? No, I've had enough to eat. So that's what
Yeah. So I'm like thinking.
We got examples. Have we got examples?
No.
Do you want the same again? Dad said, am I pissed again?
Yeah.
And lesson in life. And Dad said, who needs a knife?
Who do you need? Do you need a knife? I went, oh my dear Lord.
Right. Well, thoughts and prayers for Tell. Did you see that spit come out of my mouth? Jesus Christ. That's for the listeners at home.
Make sure you write us my anyway, Joe's second one. Entry? Is that what it's called?
Diary entry, yeah. Yeah. Typically they say that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Come on.
What did she...
Why are you making this weird? It's called a diary entry.
Oh, all right.
Talking about entry.
Right, okay, next one. Saw Madame... Who's Madame?
Madam.
Oh. Saw Madame Webb in the new Marvel film. If I wanted 1 hour of mind-numbing waffle, I would listen to George on this podcast. I want everyone to know. I just thought I'd read it out to be inclusive in this section.
That's a bit low, Joseph.
You can cover my mouth. Thank you.
Sorry. All right, mum.
Thank you.
Oh, blimey, sorry. Walking in shops. Oh, this is funny. Being recognised. Dad, catwalk, asking for discount.
No, what have I written?
Catwalk.
Continually asking for... I mean...
You're walking in shops, people ask you for photos.
No, people basically, because down there, they're very big Gogglebox fans.
Okay.
So we walked into a shop and this lady went, she was from Cardiff. Oh, I've heard the buzz of this people from Gogglebox down here. So I went, we haven't been on it for ages, blah, blah, blah. And then Dad went, can I have a wheat bag? So I opened it and then she went, oh, that's £20, please. And Dad went, don't we get a discount off the telly? I went, oh, my God.
Such
and
a
every
dad
place
thing.
We went in.
Dad loves it. Dads love a heckle.
That whole interaction was so weird. Went in the shop, got a
wheat bag.
It's so weird.
And then I went into
That's
another shop.
My stripper name.
Wheat bag.
Went into another shop and she went, Lisa Bags. And I thought it was someone I knew and she just went, that voice is so... And the laugh. So I started laughing at that.
It's piercing. It truly is.
Yeah, so that was really embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Oh, well, it's a great diary entry. Thank you.
By the way, I'm loving this shape. By the way,
we can see each other.
I can see everyone so clearly, it's great.
Oh, no, I need glasses.
Sorry, life is boring.
Right. You're all right, son.
I'm sorry.
You're all right. Sorry. Right, Joe's entry for Pancake Day. Pancake Day was fun until Kane put the pan on my ass.
because he mistook it for a pancake.
Oh, yeah, oh. Well, you got a lovely bottom.
I don't think I do. I think I need to perk it up a little bit. Maybe some surgery.
Who no.
Oh, I bet Grace was fucked.
No.
Oh, on pancake day. I actually had the best day of her life.
Right.
Oh, sorry, I've got one. Yeah, yeah. So, oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
Went to buy a bottle of gin. Shock. Dad only had cash. Shock horror. Shop shut. 5:30, it was 5:20 p.m. Right, so they've gone in to buy gin. Dad only has cash. The shop shuts at 5:30 and it was 5:20.
10 minutes to buy.
Dad ran back with my card and had to bang the door down.
He did.
He opened the shop. I got my gin. Kiss.
Because basically...
So my dad robbed
I didn't have my phone on me. We've just got my thing on my phone, whatever. Dad doesn't agree with all that.
Mum means...
Apple Pay.
Apple Pay.
That's her digital
card. So basically, you know where the gin shop is, down the bottom.
Yeah.
And Dad had to run all the way back. And I said, if you don't come back with that gin, I'm not talking to you. So God love him.
If you saw a deaf blind man running through Cornwall with a bottle of gin, that was our dad.
Stopping for photographs.
Please call the number.
Yeah, on his collar.
But that was true, though. It was terrible.
Oh, well. I'm glad you got your gin, though.
Yeah, I got my gin. Blackberry gin.
Every cloud.
Really, really round one. Sorry. Whose shoes are they? On the old...
Oh, they're mine.
Right.
Yeah.
Hanging up your shoes in LA. I think it's great. I just keep watching the lights change on the thing.
All right. Well, why don't we get back to the diary?
Yeah, useless, guys.
Oh, Joe.
Let me read this one. Right. No, you've missed it.
Oh, no, no. All right, then you do that one.
What one do you want to do?
Let's do that. No, you do that one.
Okay. Went to watch Dune 2 premiere, which I went to.
It was phenomenal, guys. It was phenomenal.
Lots of bald men with sunken eye bags. Dad would have done well in the cast.
Oh, Joe.
No, there was.
That's so mean.
No, there was a whole planet of these bald, pale men with eye bags, and it looked like Dad on our Halloween special.
He's not here to defend himself, and Mum's just...
I'm sure he's going to call me and call me later, so yeah, it's fine.
Can we bleep that? Thank you.
Oh, I don't even know if I can say that. I don't even know how to say it.
Oh, I thought you would be able to.
Oh, right,
okay, give it a go,
So this is your last one?
Yes, yeah.
Valentine's Day, we spent at home with Cockhill St. Jacques.
Oh.
While some people were on holiday.
Who's cocky?
Beef.
Who's cocky or Saint Jack?
It's when you get a shell with a scallop and then you put a creamy sauce
That's
in.
That's not what we had on New Year's Eve for Dad's birthday.
Sorry.
Inside joke.
Sorry.
I was enjoying some of those cocky les, the jackets or whatever they were called, but they're really nice. And while you were in Nobu 12 times and Mum was running after her deaf husband.
Actually, your dad took me. I paid for everything all week and then he took me out on Valentine's Day.
Did he?
And I had a lamb rigatoni at lunchtime.
Okay, sugar
bum. I know, it was lovely. Ooh.
You had
loved
a lamb rigatoni?
Yeah.
What was for dessert?
Well, I'm not telling you.
No.
Put it this way, the underwear worked a treat.
Oh, chocolate roulade then.
That's fucking horrible. That's fucking horrible! That got kept that, by the way. That's hilarious. But that's
I have got some really funny stories about that, but I can't say them on the
let's
pod.
Let's throw our diary
back. Saving them for when my friends come on here.
And I'll see that next week. As I'm now in LA, I want to speak about some LA entertainment news.
Tell me.
And we can all discuss it as a panel. Right. Okay. Number one, Madam Web press tour. Have you seen any of it?
I don't even know who Madam Web is.
I didn't even know how to spell
it. It's a new Marvel film. Madam Web is essentially like the origin story for the female Spider-Man. And it's played by Dakota Johnson, who was in 50 Shades of Grey. But she
used to be Spider-Girl, you know.
Yeah, but he said the female version of Spider-Man. So it's Spider-Woman.
Spider-Woman. Anyway, she hates the film, Dakota does. It's giving that vibe because every single video on TikTok is her basically taking the piss. She says she hates the cast.
Oh.
Said she fired her agents when the trailer went out. So there's beef. But if you watch the film, you want to spoon your eyeballs out and dip them in vinegar. It's one of the worst things I've ever watched.
Oh, really?
I promise you, hands down, do not waste your time.
Guys, it's game time again. Babbel are back.
Last season, we played a game where we picked a country out of a pile of countries and had to say a phrase in that language, and the person with the most won. So today, we're doing it, but we've upgraded it. We now have the hippo.
And a brand new set.
And a brand new set, obviously.
Right, guys, I'm the referee. Joe, you're going first. 30 seconds on the clock. 3, 2, 1.
Swedish. Hedge is hello. Danish. Spanish, bocadillo.
He's got two.
Italian, gnocchi, French.
Time's up.
You didn't do very well.
You did rubbish, Joe. George, are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Right. German, Guten Tag.
Oh, that's unfair.
Indonesian, Ni Hao?
No, that's not the one.
No.
All
right. Turkish.
Mum, I'm sorry. You can't help.
Kebab.
That's incorrect. I'm sorry.
Italian, ciao bella.
Ciao bella.
And one more before the time is up.
Right, come on, it's up.
No, it's up.
You can't have that one.
All right. How many did you get?
Well, he's saying he's got four, but Turkish, he said kebab.
Oh, I think we've got a winner there, haven't we, Lise?
Well, I think you did very well there, Joe.
You could be as great as we are at these languages with today's sponsor, Babbel. Babbel can help you with everyday conversations and help you with your vocabulary. Practice for conversations and build your confidence speaking.
It's like your very own personal language coach, offering you in-app feedback and progress trackers. Right now, Babbel is offering Not My Bag listeners 6 months free
with a 6-month subscription using the code
Not My Bag.
That's not my
bag.
Go to babbel.com/play and use the code
Not My Bag
for an extra 6 months free. That's Babbel, babbel.com/play using the code Not My Bag. NOTMYBAGG. What's that, Mum?
Not My Bag.
Babbel, language learning that just works. Thank you so much for today's sponsor, Babbel.
Thank you, Babbel.
Thank you, Babbel.
Can we talk about some news?
Sure. Or London news?
Well, just TikTok news.
Okay, hit me.
Essex is coming out now.
No, I just want to talk about, I have seen, obviously everyone loves a Netflix drama.
Okay.
What's?
Beef your legs.
What are you doing?
You're touching my knee.
What are you doing, man? Everyone loves a Netflix drama.
Yeah.
So, I watched last night, it's in the top 10. It is Lover, Stalker, Killer. It's not One Day. It's Lover, Stalker, Killer. This film, well, it's a docu-series, but made inside a film. It's an hour and a half.
Is it about the UK?
No.
Well, shouldn't I be covering this?
Yeah, but was it on your news list?
Might have been.
Nah! So anyway, it's because I've seen it all over TikTok and everyone's saying
sure.
Watch it. So, it's called Lover, Stalker, Killer. I'm not going to give a load away, but it's like a really...
So how long are the episodes?
No, it's an hour and a half. It's a
doc. Oh, that's okay then.
Is it about...
I get so bored.
Wait. Have we watched it? We've watched
Love
it.
Love Killer.
Yeah. Where, so good. Mum, you'd love it.
Is it going to give me nightmares? Yes.
There's a twist.
Oh,
there's
no.
But anyway, just wanted to add that in there. If you like watching Netflix, that's a really good watch.
It okay.
Actually, like... And... The woman at the end, she got a lot of...
Wild, isn't it?
Wow.
Absolutely wild. Check that one out. I have some more LA news.
Tell me.
Ozempic. Guys, everyone's on it. I'm seeing it everywhere. I mean, people aren't admitting they're on it, but people are dropping weight faster than our dad can say roulade. So, I wanted to pull out what Kelly Osbourne said.
Is she on it?
Well, yes, she is. And she's
Kelly Osbourne,
daughter of Sharon Osbourne.
For God's sake, you used to watch The X Factor, didn't you?
Right.
Sharon's daughter.
Guys, we'll put this on screen. This is what she now looks like.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, God.
Mum, body positivity, remember?
She's beautiful.
Okay, right. Here's her statement. She said, people hate on it because they want to do it. And the people who hate on it the most are the people who are secretly doing it or pissed off that they can't afford it.
good old Kelly. You got a number?
Well, that's a Ozempic. So, let's go over to some UK stuff, right? So, Mum, what's going on in the UK? George, Mum, what's going on? I know you love to look at a Facebook chat.
I do, and do you know what? Some of the chats that have been coming up lately have been absolutely hysterical. Exactly. I mean, I'm on there more than I'm on TikTok at the minute.
Mum's sending a lot of screenshots of groups, statuses.
I didn't even know they had groups like this.
I know, in our chats all the time.
Really funny.
You're loving a good Facebook browse with the wine at the minute, aren't you? Okay, well, let's get them out.
Let's have a look.
And let's see the funniest ones.
So these are some of my favourites. Okay. I mean, you may find them funny, you may not. So I'm going to read you a little extract from the Tonbridge Mums Facebook group. Tonbridge. Is it Tonbridge or Tonbridge? I don't know.
No, I want to say from an anonymous member.
Yeah.
Anonymous member.
Okay.
I'm stuck on what exactly to do in this situation. My daughter goes to an all-girls school in the area and she comes home to me every single evening about therians. at the school and in her classes, etc. According to her, they are growling and making animal noises, also walking around on all fours. I understand that children are maturing and finding themselves, but this crosses the line slightly, in my opinion. I see they are expressing themselves, but the child's account is being passed around a video jumping again on all fours, including videos of the children jumping over each other. Surely it's not just me that feels this way. Is this normal?
Do you think that's normal?
If that's a word, they've obviously... I don't...
Do you think that's normal?
No, it's not. And if you went to a school like that, I'd pull you out straight away. So there you go.
And put me on a Zempic.
I wouldn't need it if he's in a school like that.
That is... That sounds a lot. What do you think, George?
Therian.
Didn't you used to do that at school?
No, I do know someone who did, though.
No.
No!
Sorry?
Oh, yeah, I know, but come on. Come on.
All right, God.
Yeah.
Right, anyway.
Yes.
It's weird, isn't it?
Oh, I remember that.
People have been doing that for years. I didn't know that had a name called Ferry.
Yes.
People been walking on all fours for years.
They can't remember my name, you know?
Oh, God. Well, it sounds like a rogue one. I would definitely speak to the headmaster.
What is this one?
Right, you can do that one. You're going to put a screenshot up to show?
Yeah, we will do.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the next one. This is Spotted Hinkley Group. Only exists in the churchyard, and it's like a fucking pancetta on the floor.
You sure it's pancetta?
It's bacon or pancetta.
Oh, goodness.
That's very Terry Bags coded.
Not there being 57 comments.
Though, you sure they're not condoms?
George, the next one is a comment.
Sure they're
George,
not.
The next one's a comment of what someone says.
Oh, so this is a comment of the Spotted Hinkley Group, and it says, so obviously it's who leaves this in the churchyard, load of pancetta. And someone commented saying, personally, I'd have picked it all up and got rid of it, if not took a picture and posted on Spotted. Then the woman who posted it said, the man from the council was about cleaning it up when I had taken the photo. Someone else chimed in saying, I'd have left it for the foxes personally. And I said, of them. Someone then commented saying, what if it's been poisoned? As a dog owner, I don't risk anything like this. Another one.
God,
it hasn't been.
Sake.
Foxes will raid bins for food. They're coming into contact with nasty stuff regularly. It's just one of those things, I reckon. I don't get Facebook people. Why are they having such a debate about pancetta in the church? Hinkley must be so boring.
No, because, George, think of the safety of your animals and your dogs.
Yeah, hence why Dad chucked that duck over the balcony in New Year.
It wasn't alive.
And
it wasn't alive.
Peter, don't sue us. It wasn't alive.
And then we looked down. There was all little eyes looking in the bushes with foxes coming to get the duck.
Well, I'm with these people in these comments because someone left a Savaloy and a firework down our local recreational ground and our dog ate it.
No, what were you doing, Joe?
I was in care of the dog.
Yeah, and you were on your phone. And the dog came over with a firework in his mouth. And he'd eaten a Savaloy.
Well, he is
also pancreatitis because of that.
No, it wasn't me.
It was you.
It wasn't me, Mum. He always loved a sausage like his own.
You should be banned from owning dogs. You dropped Dolly on her face as soon as we got up.
I did not. That was a lie. That was a lie. It was all a lie.
The next one.
This reminds me of you, the next one. Yeah. This is why I picked this one out. The boy races are out in force tonight. I hope everyone will be safe.
That's from Nanny.
Someone
else's, but anyone else fed up all the idiots driving around MK at the moment?
That's so you.
Halford's crew.
MK is Milton Keynes.
Oh. Why is that?
No, I just think it's funny that it's shortened to MK.
Oh my God. Look, this one, right.
Why are we not talking about the boy racing?
Well, that's you, isn't it?
Can I ask what thrill that you get as a straight man off of your exhaust pipe being loud? Please take the floor.
It sounds sick.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It's a pain in the arse.
Mum, let him elaborate. Please elaborate.
It sounds good. Like you drive through a tunnel and you drive and you change gear and it's like...
Okay. And this is what it's like to have a lobotomy, everyone.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
You have a what?
Oh, your brain taking a break. I mean, I must be honest, when I pulled up here today, something like a car went past me, I thought it was you, but it was a Porsche with a big exhaust. So it wasn't you.
It was a Porsche! What am I meant to do with this information?
I don't know what she meant by that.
Right, so anyway...
Any others?
What I think people get pissed off at as well is the cars that are, like, made excessively loud. Like, my car...
Like your Mini?
Yes, but I don't have that car. Okay, that wasn't really loud, but I... Okay.
Guys, I've got a confession to make. Now that I'm in LA, I forgot my Manscaped. I left it at home.
Oh.
I know. And I also left my beard trimmer which George, you were using trim your pubes. So have you now got a trimmer from Manscaped?
I actually do, yeah.
Thank the Lord for that.
I did think, let's take the step now you've moved away. Friend. I'm not now using a beard trimmer to trim my pubes.
George, newsflash, it's never too late to up your grooming game and sort out them horrific pubes of yours. Manscaped's new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is the cheat code to keeping your pubes fresh. Mum loves this. Mum absolutely loves this chat.
Look good, feel good.
And turn the page on confidence this year. So new year, new
pubes. Whether you're going for a trim or that clean shaven look, this trimmer really does have you covered.
It really do have you covered.
I don't know why I'm looking at Mum as well.
I know, this is a bit embarrassing.
How are your New Year's resolutions holding up, George? Because I know that you wanted to get a bit more into the grooming, self-care sort of vibe.
I'm trying my best, right? I'm trying my best.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep all this. You know, do you know what? I do want to keep a little bit more hairy, but like nice and trim. I've not got a lot of hair. So I thought, let's get my Manscaped. Let's get my Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra from Manscaped.
Yeah.
And just, you know.
Introducing the MVP of 2024. It's Manscaped 5.0 Ultra Lawnmower.
It's not just a trimmer, guys, though. Don't worry. It's your grooming sidekick. It's equipped with two skin-safe blade heads.
A standard one to take a little bit off the top and a foil one to get really smooth and in there. Take all that hair off.
It's like having a personal stylist at your fingertips or, well, wherever you need it, really.
Did I mention that it's waterproof? Because I've actually been using it in the shower.
Since when?
And for those that want the full experience, there is the Manscaped Performance Package 5.0, which has got a ton of lovely stuff in it. So there's the ears and nose trimmer, which Mum and George are both in dire need of.
That's so rude. And also comes with essential aftercare products.
Crop soother, ball aftershave.
Oh.
Anti-chafing ball deodorant.
No.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yes, it's deodorant for your balls. You do need that.
I didn't think I did.
You do. As a gesture for 2024, Manscaped have thrown in the Boxers 2.0 and the Shed 2.0 to put all your lovely gifts in.
Let's face it, resolutions come and go, but a well-groomed you, and you actually, is here to stay.
Thank you.
Thanks to Manscaped, you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code...
Not my bag.
That's at manscaped.com. NOTMYBAGG, not my bag is the code.
That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com with the code...
Not my bag.
Embrace a new you and definitely embrace a new trimmer.
Courtesy of Manscaped.
Thank you, Manscaped, for sponsoring today's episode.
Carry on, Mum.
I don't... That's not cool. No.
What is that?
That's gross, isn't it?
This is from Fiona. Oh, and this is called Milton Keynes Moan. This is the same group chat as the car one. We went for dinner at the Slag and Lettuce. We ordered a steak medium. Got a practically raw steak. Sent it back with my...
Can I see?
Because that's what we do. She sent it back.
Yeah, yeah.
She felt bad, right? Got a microwave piece of crap.
That's still mooing.
Back, bad form. That is blue.
That's mooing.
Oh, right. Okay. So that's what it started with. That's what it came back.
Can I do it?
So they went from...
They microwaved that, surely.
They went from mooing, yeah, and then they microwaved it. And
so it looks like a dead hedgehog.
Made it well done. So that it's gone from that, which was basically blue, which is mooing, to then...
That looks like jelly.
How...
Back as... That's fucked.
Comment how you like your steaks, because I personally think the blue is pretty rank, to be honest with you.
Blue's disgusting.
Do you know what, though?
Oh, go on. Go on, Mr. Dubai.
With all due respect... Fiona, if you're going into Slug and Lettuce, do you expect steak to taste amazing?
No, I do. Wherever you go, would not expect...
some calibre of the food being nice.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't think you get it. No, but do you not know what I mean?
I understand what you mean. However, I just think anywhere I'd go, I wouldn't expect... what?
This steak sounds awful.
I can't read that.
Anonymous member, I'll read
this. No, this is that response.
Oh, so you heartless bitch.
Right. Terrible.
Anonymous member on...
See, and you say you don't know our Facebook. I found all these and you're loving it.
I'll be down on Facebook, mate. This is Spotted Rushton. To the person who hit our dog and drove off like nothing, well done. I hope you're so proud of yourself. You're alive and the dog ain't. Watch out, is all I'm saying, because karma is coming.
Yeah, what about the
Someone
response?
Someone commented, was it on a lead? Fucking hell.
That is like the
But you know what? That's illegal. If you don't stop, if you hit a dog, Right? Then right. You can get prosecuted.
That
for
is
that.
The new version of Come Dine With Me, Come Dine With Me. You know, you've won, Jane. So the keep the money.
Well done. You're alive and the dog ain't. There's a way you write things. It's not that.
And was it on a lead?
Sue just commented, no remorse. Was it on a lead?
That's shocking, isn't it?
I was looking through Facebook as well, and I saw this old lady and this young boy arguing in a local group. Oh, I hit my mic. Arguing in a local group chat about, like, a road rage incident, and they got down, they were arguing, and then they realised that it was actually a different car. So, like, midway through the chat, she's like, yeah, and it was a red Corsa, and he's like, well, mine's blue. And everyone was commenting, like, as if you've been arguing.
Yeah, but that was like me when I saw that poor lady fall over, and everyone was going, oh, yeah, we, and I went, after about 15 comments, I went, you're talking about the different lady. I'm talking about the surgery where I, and do you know what I mean? So the same thing, everyone jumped on what I said.
Misinformation, that's what it is. And that's very dangerous on the internet.
And I just thought, oh, Sharon.
This next one is fucking jokes as well. We're still in Rushton, and this is another anonymous member.
Okay.
Read it, man.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to let everyone be aware that last night I was walking home from Asda and a man wearing all black grabbed my Krispy Kreme donuts and ran off. I was absolutely fucking fuming. He was about 6'1", but seeing as it was the evening, I didn't see his face. What has this revolution become? Because he needs your Krispy Kreme, love.
Guys, we are now on the lookout for a 6'1" man in Rushton with a box of Krispy Kreme donuts.
I thought that was a joke.
No, but the funny thing is, look how much like engagement these groups get. It's got 43 comments, so everyone must be in there like, shared oh. Wellingborough, shared MK.
Do you know what I was going to...
Shared Peterborough.
Shared Brentwood.
Yeah, no, do you know the funniest thing is, right, I follow like Essex Police and stuff. And like, if it's like there is a missing dog or something, some people are thick. Like, it's like it went missing in Basildon. Someone comments, shared Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Shared,
I know.
I must
be honest.
Where do you think the dog is? It ain't grabbed the
crate. I tell you what I was going to put on my...
Shared Perot.
Yeah. But what I was going to put on...
Shared Zimbabwe.
George. On Thursday, while Dad and I weren't there, I don't know if I've told you this story.
Oh, no.
11:45 at night.
Mom told me this.
I've got it on my phone. I can show you it.
Okay.
On the ring doorbell.
Yep.
A lady in a little motability scooter has come up to on our driveway at 11:45 at night, come up to my car, had a little nosy, seen the ring doorbell, reversed off and buggered off. So I've gone round all the neighbours and asked and said, do you know what I think it was? I think it's someone casing the joint.
That
I've got it on my phone.
Casing the joint for people who don't get that slang means like
they're trying to see if it's worth burgling.
Yes.
Shut up on the mobility scooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's either that or Cynthia's come back.
That's an organised crime group. That's that is.
Proper. But Dad, when it's a bloke, she had a scarf and it had hair to hit. Although it could have been a wig.
Could have been a wig.
Yeah.
Mum. Yeah. All right. Right.
Was she drunk when she saw it?
No. The way Mum has said casing the joint. See, the most ridiculous thing, we've got to clip this. This person has come on our drive, realised they're not at home, and gone off. Casing the joint, they looked round your car. No one. It was.
Hey, look.
It was at 20 to 6.
She's come back.
No one's. Right, Joe, watch. Right,
so Can I see?
To be fair to Mum, this is 11:40 at night.
Right, see, it's obviously concerned.
Mum has said, case in the joint, they've gone right up to her car. Watch what happens. We'll put this on the screen, we'll tip this.
This old lady has obviously pulled up to our house, looked at the door number and seen it's wrong and reversed off.
Joe, we live in a close. Do you know what I know? I think I know it is. I think I've got an idea it is, but...
Do you think it's like...
No, I think I know it is. Can't say. I can't see. Would this come out of the mic?
We can bleep our mic. Me on mics.
Oh, my God, you don't think it's her?
It could be.
What, at that time of night?
Yeah.
Also, someone's
got mates around the
She had a bottle of wine and pulled, fuck it. I've got 10 miles in my battery. Right, there you go, Mum.
That Ring doorbell story is...
Right.
Oh, God.
I think we need to move on.
I need a fan. I'm having a hot flush.
I thought I would raise some topics and then we can discuss as a family, because nothing's better than a family chat live on air, arguing.
We don't chat, we just talk all over each other and argue.
I know we do, Mum. I'm here with you. Right, so, number one, I need to get this right because I don't actually know what it means, okay? What do you think about Harry and Meghan using the coat of arms still? Do you think they should be allowed?
That means, Mum, let me take the reins on this. Coat of arms means they've still got security and the state are paying for it, no?
Okay.
I don't give a shit. He doesn't deserve it after what he's done to the royal family. He should be stripped of everything. Like,
so do you think, yes or no, that they should have the coat of arms?
I think they should.
Because they're going to use it.
I think they should have it.
Why?
Because they've got that status.
Because they're...
Of course No.
He chose to walk away from the royal family.
Because...
And then he wants to make money and have all that...
Is that what they were to
Meghan? I don't... Rubbish. Rubbish, see? Rubbish, rubbish.
As someone that...
Locking horns.
Idolises Diana, and I know you did too.
This is what I've said.
It's odd that you have this stance on Meghan.
This is what I've said.
Because she was also pushed out of the family.
Have you watched all the interviews? And how she
What, with Diana?
No, with Meghan, how she spoke about the royal family.
Yeah, but
because of the way they treated her.
Them.
But all I would say, Mum, is that did you see what she went through?
Who?
Meghan.
No, some of it I do feel sorry for her. However, there is a thing what did the Queen used to say? Never complain, never explain. And you don't talk about things like that. They should be kept quiet. The things we shouldn't know about them.
I think that's not a great attitude to have. And I think Meghan's very brave.
Oh, fuck off.
Well, that was debate number one.
That was debate number one.
Okay, number two. How does everyone feel about Beyonce releasing a country song?
Obviously. That's how many fucks I give.
Yeah, me.
I don't really care.
She's had her day now.
Time.
What do you mean had her day?
Oh, not all the gays in the room gasping.
I don't know.
She's had her day.
You heard that audible gasp in the background.
Well, I saw her dad on the television this morning.
Right.
With you.
Yeah. So what's that got to do with her and her talent?
I just feel
you're
like...
saying the dad looks old, so she's old.
I'm not... All right, listen, I'm older than her, so stop it.
I would say that she's doing incredible and I love the songs. Have you listened to the songs?
But the reason why she's doing country is because she's trying to
branch out,
reach what Madonna did, reinvent herself.
I don't think she needs.
Well, this is going to be a long debate, I fear. All I'm going to say is I don't think Shadow Day.
I didn't say Shadow Day.
Okay, fine.
I just feel like, did I say that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
We literally got it on camera. Yeah.
Like, no, sorry, Beyonce, I do love you. And if you free tickets coming for your concert,
I think it's odd to say Shadow Day when you're going to see basically a walking corpse at the Palladium,
aka Barry Manilow.
Yeah,
I know, but her name was Lola. This is
I want to know.
Okay,
what's the cap and the max on the ticket prices that you'd go to?
What's the venue?
Say for example, it's Wembley.
Okay,
Wembley, London. It's one of midway through.
I don't think I can answer this on camera. I would literally pour out my life savings
to touch
that woman.
That's pathetic.
Have you seen? Also, have you seen? And I said this to Lolly, and she thought I was really weird. That Adele is doing two nights in Munich
and £984 a ticket.
But that's the thing.
I want to go. There's actually cheaper ones on this resale site I found. I really want to go. She's incredible live. I cried the whole time I saw her.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Are you going to go?
Lauren said...
Why don't we do a double date thing?
Oh, we can.
And go. Or go to Munich.
Yeah, you can pay for the tickets.
That's a lot of money.
Mr. Dubai. I think you can pay.
No, he's paid enough. He's paid enough.
Would you come, Mum, to Adele?
To Munich.
Yeah. You said you want to travel more. Oh, it's the dog, innit?
Dog is dead. Sorry.
Right, last night, BAFTAs.
Debate.
I was there last year, wasn't I?
Yeah, no,
this one looks so much better. Was it not? I didn't watch it.
I mean, I dipped in and out.
Yeah.
I should have just stayed out.
Right.
I dipped back in again, I thought it was just so boring.
I dipped in and then I dipped back. And when I dipped back in, I thought I should have dipped back. But I dipped back in, should have stayed dipped back.
That is Mum if she had an OK magazine column.
Honestly, it was just really boring.
Boring?
Yeah, I just thought it was boring.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Sophie Ellis Bexter performed. That looked good.
It's not on the
Dalton was great on there. She got a lifetime achievement thing. No, you know she is. She was great.
I think nothing beats Ariana DeBose last year. Do you remember
Austin Butler last year?
Do you remember
Austin Butler last year? we ran for Elvis, didn't he?
Austin Butler, he was on the carpet of June the other night.
The front door.
Why don't you tell us what you think about Austin Butler, Mum?
I think he's gorgeous. But no, not as him as a person. I mean, him portraying Elvis. I've never, ever in my life seen anyone who mimics another star like he did. They do a split screen on
and
TikTok.
Did it give you
anyway.
Fun? No.
Anyway. Anyway.
Pick him up.
Anyway.
All right.
Anyway.
All right.
They've actually started, people are going to be like, this is old news. It's not, because I just saw it the other day. They've actually started to put in place that vapes will be banned.
Oh.
So I want to say.
No, the silly flavours.
No, the ones you smoke, right?
No, so
I haven't done it for 2 days. I feel great.
Oh, well done. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually haven't. I put it to the side and thought, nope. Whereas her over here.
Mum, do you not worry about the long-term health concerns?
Because I do. I'm young and I think I've got to stop.
Do you
this.
Not worry? You gave up smoking, but you know what's in a cigarette. Do you know even what's in a vape?
No.
I don't care. I don't care.
She's a woman of her word.
I'm just getting to that age now where I just think...
I die.
No, that's not it. I just feel like, when are you ever allowed to enjoy your life? Like, you shouldn't drink too much. You shouldn't vape. You shouldn't do this.
We've really got our underbite.
Sucking fuck off. No, I'm sorry.
You know what? The only thing I would agree to what you just said is, like, I like a Red Bull, yeah, and a coffee.
No, see, I wouldn't have that. They rot your teeth.
Okay,
they
rot your teeth. I like them sugar-free. What I'm trying to say is... that sometimes I drink a Red Bull, I have a coffee, and people are like, watch out for the caffeine. I think there's a lot worse things you could be doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think if you enjoy that tiny portion of things, great. But I don't know what the health concerns are between a Red Bull and a vape, and how much worse probably a vape is.
In George's words, ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss.
Okay, well, look, okay. I'll see you on the hospital bed with popcorn lung in 10 years, and we'll talk about it more then, shall we?
I could get run over tomorrow, and you got to die something, so,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, do you know what?
Okay.
Couldn't agree more.
One way to look at it. So, guys, the next segment we are calling Two-Faced. This is where we get an American celeb, an English celeb. We merge their faces together, and we are going to find out or try and work out who it actually is. So, for example, Austin Butler and...
Mum.
Yeah. And we've got to find out who it is. Are we ready?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I've got the first one up.
Joe's got the first one up. It'll be coming on your screens now. Right. Let's all have... Don't just jump in.
Okay.
That's hard.
It is hard.
That is Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, who's the UK?
Me.
Brad Pitt. No, there's a bit of higher hair. Bobby from Strictly?
Bobby Brady?
No.
I think that could be
Nick Gameplay.
Maybe me and Brad Pitt.
No, maybe your hair's not that high in the background.
So which side's Brad Pitt?
No, they're merged together. There's not sides.
Oh, wait. I can see there's a merge. Someone's got like a mullet at the back. Someone's got a mullet, so it's someone with a mullet.
Joey Essex?
They're not half and half faces. They're merged together.
I'm going to see.
Is it Joey Essex?
No.
It's Brad Pitt and me.
These are hard.
Okay, George, final answer is Brad Pitt and George. Is that correct? Brad Pitt and Mark Wright.
Get lost.
I couldn't see any Mark Wright. Oh, no, now you say it, I can see it.
Not me thinking it was me.
I'm...
Sorry.
Right, next one. This is hard.
Next one.
Stacey Solomon and Grace. Me. Oh, Grace.
Yeah, Stacey Solomon and Grace. Final answer.
Sure? Yes.
Yes.
Bollocks.
Oh, yeah, shit, they're both from the UK.
Oh, God, we don't have our own game. Well.
Oh, no. Okay, fine.
So excited.
Right. Oh, sorry.
Scarlett Johansson.
Famous actress.
Oh, George, you need to get a life, son.
Well, that's rude.
Yeah. Vape and get a life.
Vape, get pissed and have a life.
Last one. Oh, I don't know who this is.
Dermot O'Leary.
Oh.
And Leonardo DiCaprio.
You won. Well,
that was well.
Yes,
Mum, that was so good.
Lisa Barrett.
Well,
Dermot O'Leary, I'd love to kiss him, lots and lots.
Well, the Essex side topped me in that round, so
see,
Mum, you smashed that.
I'm not just a pretty face.
No, you've done incredibly. So I guess that's on to the next round, which is like catchphrase.
Okay.
But we got US and UK catchphrases. It's two against one, which I think is a bit unfair.
I mean...
You're very brainy.
Yeah.
This is the first catchphrase. 3, 2, 1.
Hole for Mr. Chips.
Hole for Mr. Chips.
Sign. Hole sign.
Hole for Mr. Chips. Like digging a hole?
Hole in one.
Hole in one
UK. Maybe, is that final answer? Hole in one. I don't know.
I want to say like digging a grave. Like digging yourself a grave.
Oh, Christ, we could be here all day.
Hole for Mr. Jennings. Hole in one. Hole chip.
Is it hole in one? Was I close? I get the point. Ding. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, right. Next one. Oh, that was, yeah, I was almost there. Next one.
That's an American one.
I've got it on top of my head. Reveal it. Cap.
Look
it.
At that flame.
Yeah.
It. Cap.
It. I've got it on the top of my head. I've got it on the top of my head.
It girl.
It.
I'm that it girl.
So if you got a hat, it.
Reveal it.
I'm useless in this game anyway.
Cap,
so
cap it.
Cap it. No, but it's not a cap, it looks like a bowler hat.
Is it cap it? We would be so shit on
the
show.
I would never be able to go on that show.
Oh, that was an it. That was an it. Yeah, me and you, cap it. Cap it.
He's got under your hat.
That was hard.
That was very good.
That was a US one as well.
Yeah, you could tell because the man's different.
How did I not know that? I've moved it.
What's your favourite food in LA?
In and out.
In and out.
In and out. In and out. Okay, next one. It's foot the bill. Final answer.
Yay! That's very clever, Joe.
Did you get it?
Woo!
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
Oh yes, it's right.
That is wrong.
Next job.
What was wrong?
Yeah. What did you say?
Foot the bill.
Foot the bill.
You know, you foot the bill.
What does that mean?
Because it says foot. It says bill, and then it's a foot.
Cost an arm and a leg.
What does that mean?
Foot, I mean, Kwame, to be fair, that could have worked. No.
No, it's wrong. It's wrong.
It's still wrong, though.
Cost an arm and a leg.
When you foot the bill.
Yeah.
Bam. Bam.
Bam. Words with a load of mean. You should know these sayings.
What does foot the bill mean?
It means you pay the bill.
I'm a foot the bill.
But it's cost an arm and a leg, which is very dad as well. Cost an arm and a leg, that does. But I pay for it in reddies. I know that girl. Final one. So it's one to me.
And one.
Right.
Oh, no.
It's not.
I don't know.
What's that say?
Going round.
I want to say going round in circles. Final answer.
You didn't even give us a chance to say it.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm going to say going round in circles.
All right. Going round in circles. Both. Final answer.
Right,
I still win.
You wouldn't let me speak.
I've got, that's 2 points for me, one for you.
All right, well, I'll beat you on the other thing.
I know, so we're drawn now. We're hung, drawn and quartered.
Yeah.
That is on to the final. Well, it's not really a game, so I guess we've drawn this whole thing. Unless you want to play rock, paper, scissors.
No, let's not, no.
No, I won't do that.
No.
I won't do that. You've had a couple of glasses of champagne, I'll win. Come on. Come on, ready?
No.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I don't know how to do it.
You do.
I don't.
Oh, come on, mum.
Biffy hands.
God, right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Best of three. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, Joel.
Oh, shit.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah!
Oh,
one more.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Well, it looks like the Essex side won this week.
Yay! Well done, George.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, now I'm pissed off, which brings me off to the final segment. Cancelled courtroom. We did it in the last series, but it's back because all we do is rub each other up the wrong way, which you have just done. Fuck. So, guys, who is cancelled in the house this week?
I don't know. I haven't been at home.
I'm going to put mine out there. George. Because he left us all in the UK whilst he was standing up in Dubai.
And he did
eating
come,
sushi.
To be fair, George, you did come home yesterday.
Oh, you must.
No, bearing in mind, me and Dad were travelling all day Saturday.
You were, and it was a long old day for
came
you.
Came home, sorted out my washing.
Did you see how hungover Dad was yesterday?
Went to test.
It was your guys' fault.
Can I just say something?
When you got home,
George. Can you let me speak?
In a courtroom, you have to let someone speak.
Let me speak. So, bearing in mind, he messages and says, just to let you know, I'm going to be home at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning.
And when did you text me back? 5 minutes later, and I texted at 7:30. So you were up.
Because, no. You texted me the day before, so I had to get up.
Let's get it up.
Yeah, get it up. Oh, the day before.
No.
The day before.
And this is
the
why
the day
we,
before. You asked me, because you...
Oh, I'm gone about
get my phone. Get
this
my
is
phone.
Why we...
No, I've got it. Right, guys, wait.
Yeah, Saturday.
No.
This is why we do cancel court, wherever I am.
Gonna be home just before 9 at 7:39.
George!
1 minute later, you text me and said, no, guys.
George, you messaged me the day before and said, I'm gonna get a cab back.
Gonna be home just before 9.
So I had to get up.
So I think, George, I'm really sorry, but
and
I
then he's left me all his washing. He's taken me 2 days to do it.
She doesn't deserve that.
And I still cooked a roast in your seat, was banging.
Look, shit.
I think, and I don't know whether the audience will be with me, that George is cancelled.
Yeah, and he didn't even bring me out of prison either.
And you didn't even get your mum anything from Dubai.
I said this because what are you meant to get someone from a country like that?
Something.
Because George, there is a Louis Vuitton, Gucci, everything in your hotel, and you couldn't even get your mum a key ring. Couldn't even get her a sock.
Oh, no, I got you the stuff from the hotel. I'm ready to bring it back.
Wait, you stole things from the hotel? Slippers.
Flip-flops.
Slippers and toiletries.
Gold comb with branding.
Oh, is that the razor that's in the bathroom?
Does our mum look like she needs a free gold comb?
Razor.
Give it to Dad.
I got you a thingy.
Oops.
A back scratcher. A massive
back scratcher. Oh, I was going to do that as it goes because
we're trying to cancel him.
Yeah.
And I got you some bath salts.
She doesn't like them. She doesn't like them. They give her thrush. You've told me that before. Finally, lastly, on today's special episode, I hope you guys have enjoyed. It's been chaos.
Mental.
Is that George wanted to put one thing from the old set onto the family side. So would you like to have a mooch around, George, and see what you can find?
Yes. This is what I could find.
George, no, it's all tat.
Not doing it.
No.
Wig.
No, none of that. None of that fits the vibe. Mum needs some marigolds at home, though. They've had Kimwood Bird's hands in them.
Oh.
What about the Geordie Shore mug from Nathan?
No, love him, but no.
No, George, let's steal Grace's flowers just for the end of this ep.
Jake, Grace won't mind.
Jake? Who's Jake?
Oh, God,
Grace.
The verb's it. I love Jake Barry, saving Jake.
There you go.
Right.
No, in the end. No, there.
Okay.
That's proper Essex.
Grace, we'll give them back.
We've stolen.
Grace, we're not giving them back, babes. They're mine now. You can fight me for them.
Well... On that note.
Mum.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Let us know what you think in the comments about the new set and your favourite part. And we will see you next week. I just dropped my phone. We'll see you next week for some new guests, new fun. And yeah, anything you guys want to say?
Obviously, make sure you like, comment and subscribe. Rate us 5 stars on Spotify. Comment what guests you want to see, what challenges you want us to do, what games you want us to play, everything. Yeah, we hope you love the new set. Mum's obviously coming in as a co-host. Don't look too happy.
Yeah, when am I next coming back?
Whenever you want. It's your pod as well now.
Come on, Mum. Why do you thank everyone for watching?
Thank you, everyone, for watching. And watch. And I need to do this about the Apple podcast.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Listen, it right.
Come on, hit us.
Yeah. Watch it on Apple Podcasts.
Listen to it. Spot. No, it's listen to it on Apple Podcasts.
Listen on Apple Podcasts.
It is that, yeah.
And listen on Spotify.
Yeah. And rate us
5 or 6 stars if you can manage 6.
No, it's only 5 right, allowed.
It's 5, but yeah.
Yeah, and then watch us on YouTube.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That is it, guys.
Thank you guys so much. Oh.
What a coffee mic.
We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.